Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to yet another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I hope you are enjoying this week. There's a lot going on, and a lot of things have calmed down, mellowed out. You noticed the vibration has sort of cleared a little bit, and we finally got the Saturn retrograde to stop, and the Uranus retrograde to stop, and the Neptune retrograde to stop, and then the Pluto retrograde to stop, and now the Mercury retrograde has stopped. So all the planets are now going full pop, full motion. You know, it's too bad they didn't start that revolution against Noriega during a Mercury direct. But so many people don't follow astrology that they don't take advantage. No wonder the coup down there in Panama didn't work, because Mercury retrograde sort of negates a lot of the power. It removes the communication punch. See, Mercury is a planet that controls communication, and the moon controls emotions. So if there's a problem with communication or emotions, it's usually connected to Mercury's current vibration, whether it's retrograde or not, and the moon's current vibration, depending what cycle it's in and also whether it's a wobble or not. So you can actually control the punch of new projects and new situations occurring in your life by following Mercury and the moon. Did you know that? Today we're going to talk about soul contracts and agreements we make with other beings and other people prior to this lifetime. So this could be one heck of a heavy topic, especially concerning the numbers and the planets in your chart, which create the contract or present the contract to us in our lifetime. When you have a soul contract with a person, that means that you are meant to meet them, and you are usually meant to work out a karma or a debt or some kind of problem or some kind of negative vibration that existed in a past life. Oftentimes it's a mutual obsession that you must work out together in order to ascend to a spiritual centering. When you get into a position before you're born, there's so much that is done. Talk about production and direction, you know, like in Hollywood, like making a movie. There's so much energy that is set up before birth. There's so much of a vibration that is created or that is manifested before birth that you actually make a pact or a contract with hundreds, sometimes thousands of people before you're born. Girlfriends you're going to be with, and relatives you're going to be with, family members, brothers and sisters, business partners, friends, relatives. You actually arrange ahead of time to make an agreement to rendezvous with people prior to birth. It's called a soul contract. And that way, when you're alive in a certain life cycle, and you see someone that you have a previous agreement with, not only is there a possibility you have a karma with or a debt or some kind of lesson to learn from this individual, but oftentimes if you're in a crowd and you notice one person to stand out in that crowd, then it's because you do have some kind of soul contract with that individual prior to birth. Now, people say, Farley, what decides this contract stuff? This has everything to do with why you have the chart you have. Now, let's say that you are a Pisces with a Gemini moon, and you have Mars in Aries, okay, or Venus in Aries, and all of a sudden, your whole life, you're living your life, da-da-da-da-da, you're just minding your own business, and all of a sudden, you meet a Libra with a Pisces moon. Let's say you're a Pisces with a Libra moon, and you have Venus in Aries, and they have Mars in Sag trine your Venus. Now, if you made a soul contract with this person before you were born, the chances of you meeting them might be a billion to one, unless there was something in both of your astrological circuits that would bring you together. It's like being in college and seeing hundreds of thousands of girls, and all of a sudden in the middle of nowhere in campus one day, there's this one girl. It's like, whoa, man. And that's the one that you look at their charts and you go, well, she's got her moon on my sun, I've got my moon on her sun, our Venus are trine our Mars. Not only are you astrologically compatible, But you've been brought together here because it's almost certain that you had a soul contract before birth that would destine this rendezvous. See how it works? Because metaphysically, your consciousness is so strong and your power of wisdom is so incredibly powerful that you can actually set up your chart at birth. And a lot of this has to do with making your contracts first, and then in order to live out your karma, attaining the certain astrological vibration you need to fulfill all those contracts. Is that interesting? It's like I can see a connection between everyone I know. My dad's got a Venus in Gemini trine my Mars almost exact. And my mom's got Venus in Aquarius almost trine my Uranus exact. And my sister has the same exact moon at 17 degrees. Two of my closest friends had Venus at Libra at 20 on my ascendant. Two of the girls I wanted to marry the most had rising at Libra 20 on my ascendant. A lot of my friends are Leo moons on my sun. So there's almost a definite vibration astrologically that you can find that binds people together. And if you take a look at why you chose your natal chart before birth, a lot of it has to do with these soul contracts. Are certain types of people you must adhere to experience and fulfill your highest karma. See, because you know what a lot of people's charts are, because before you're born, you know, they're already alive. So you know where their planets are, you know what their vibration is. And the heavy thing about astrology and metaphysics and the soul is that your higher self, the consciousness you have beyond this body, is so incredible that it would make me look like a stupid astrologer. It would make you like the expert astrologer of the planet. So everyone down deep has this innate astrological gift inside of them that their soul has to help design the moment of their birth, to help design the charge that the bodies will receive from the universe, the planetary bodies, where they're located, assign you certain numerical numbers, right? Like where your planets are. See, when you're born, we take a look at astrologically where all the planets are. And, you know, there's only 9 planets, including the Earth. But because you're on the Earth, we don't worry about the Earth. Though we're more concerned with the other 8 planets, right? So we're concerned with where these other 8 planets are located, plus the Moon, and whatever part of the universe is on the eastern horizon, that's the rising sign. Well, people say, okay, but I mean, if you have Mars in Aries, you got Mars in Aries. What's the big deal? Well, you could have Mars in Aries at 1 degree, or you could have Mars in Aries at 2, or 3, or 4. There's 30 notches or 30 degrees to every sign. See, a circle has 360 degrees. That gives you 360 notches, or separate points. 12 signs divided into 360 equals 30. So you get 30 degrees for each sign. So having Mars at 1 Aries is very different than having Mars at 29 Aries. You know why? Because if you meet that woman or that man that has Venus at 1 Aries, you're going to be a lot more magnetized to her because your Mars is 1 Aries than you would if the woman had Mars at 29 Aries, 28 degrees away from your Mars. See, when you get more than 8 degrees away, there's not as much of a vibe there. Whereas the exact Venus-Mars conjunction between two people, any two people, no matter who they are, friends, lovers, relatives, whatever, if my Venus is 5 Cancer, so whenever I get around anyone with anything close to 5 Cancer, then I feel a pull there. There's something going on there. It's like one of my best friends has Venus and Aries at 5 degrees, exactly square my Venus, in Cancer at 5. So we got to get along. Because if we ever have a fight with each other, we're talking a cobalt bomb here, right? So, you know, the rest of our chart is so wonderful. You know, his Pisces sun trines my Scorpio moon. His Libra sun sits on my Mars in Libra and my rising in Libra. But we do have that one karma, Venus squares. So when it comes to issues which concern Venus, like women and money, we don't cross hairs with that. You know, his women are his women, and mine are mine, and his money, mine's mine. And if we ever try to get involved in a financial thing, it gets a little scary after a while. Reminds me of the day he took me over to Toys R Us. None. But see, like, you get my point. When you have a soul contract with somebody, that means you are meant to know them. There's like 5 billion people on this planet, and there's no way in heaven that you can have contact with all these people. But in order to experience your karma and to learn your lessons and to work out your debts, and in order to grow and evolve and gain higher awareness, you are meant to have contact with certain specific people that I frankly believe you cannot avoid. I don't believe that this is a chance factor here. Isn't that weird? But I really believe that most of the people you know that you hang with on a regular basis, I'd say for more than a couple months, you know, like Monica, here's a girl who worked with me for 2 years. Or Karis, this girl that's working with, here's Karis, she came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden she's in my life, you know. And I met a friend through a BBS system. I met hundreds of people through the BBS, but all of a sudden I met one guy, became one of my best friends. I met like 4 or 5 people through CB radios, like 20 years ago. And out of the hundreds of people you talked to in CB, 3 of them became my closest friends. Well, what's that tell you? And you look, first of all, I know I have soul contracts with all these people. And second of all, I look at their charts and I find out there's a connection. There's a numerical connection. And you know what? If you look, if you start to take a chance and look at the charts of people that you know and love that are around you, you're going to find a lot of similar numbers. You're going to find that people that you are really tight with have your numbers. They do. It's unbelievable how they will have your numbers in their chart. And not everybody you meet is going to have your numbers. But I would say that if a person has one or more of your numbers, exact sign, exact degree, that's a definite soul contract. If they have 2 or more, it's a major soul contract. And if they have 5 or more, then we're talking eerie already as far as the connection is concerned. Now, occasionally you might meet people that don't have any numbers at all in common that stick with you. Well, I'd have to say that there's an option of forming a new relationship with someone you've never known in a past life or someone you don't have a contract with. That could be an individual where there's just a connection because you're so different that it's interesting and the variety's there. But you don't see that so much. You know, when you get involved in relationships that are so intense, they are so powerful that you love the person so much for good, for better or for worse that it hurts that you love this person so much. You know what I mean? It's like a parent or somebody that you're just in a romantic situation with or a best friend or even a pet that you know that if they were lost or gone or died or rejected you or moved or whatever, that you'd have to go through a grieving period because they are so important to you. Then you take a look at their chart compared to yours, and you have a 29 Gemini factor in your chart. You know, that sweet girl Monica that worked with me, she had her Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars all at 29 Gemini, sitting right on top of my Uranus at 29 Gemini. I have proven that people in this world that have soul contracts with you are people that'll stick, are people that hurt when you love them. They share your same numbers, same sign, same degree. That's why astrology can be so much fun when you figure out, say you meet a new person and you get a super compatibility package done. You find out you have Mars at 8 Scorpio and this guy's got Venus at 8 Taurus. Exactly opposite. Wow. Man, that's a circuit connection in astrology. And I'll have to say this, anyone you have a soul contract with that shares an exact number with you, whether it's conjunct or exactly opposition or exactly square or exactly trine, I'd have to call that soulmate caliber person. You know, and a soulmate in my book by definition is someone that you have something to learn from each other, a shared experience that would result in expansion of the spirit, a mutual experience that would result in an evolution of the soul, awareness of the spirit, and some kind of emotional process you would go through concerning the love and the bond and the connection you would share with that individual. That's a soulmate. A twin flame would be somebody that I would consider someone that you might not have as much karma with, not as much lessons as far as life is concerned, but it's almost like dividing a soul in half and having it incarnate as 2 separate entities, maybe male, female, maybe male, male, whatever, but there's so much love and there's so much trust and there's so much harmony that it's no problem. There's no fighting. There's no hassling. It's like there seems to be total balance, and that occasionally does happen. In which case, I would tend to think that person has reached a blissful level of relationship karma where they've worked out much of their karma. It doesn't happen much, but it does happen. Another thing about these soul contracts is that I don't believe in any new souls, actually. I believe that this is an eternal experience we are dealing with, and I do believe that everybody you know has been involved in an internal metaphysical adventure of some kind. So I would believe in maybe new souls as far as coming to Earth, you know, from an alien civilization, In which case, you might have karma with some of these people down here that are now earthlings that might have been aliens in past lives that you would still have karma with. Did you get that? I don't know. But still, I do believe that we all do have many soul contracts, and you can find out all about them by checking the charts of people you do know and love, where that pain is, that hurt is, where that someone says, I'm going to take your girlfriend away from you, and you're like, oh, what do you want to do, kill me? You know. Thanks a lot. I just saw somebody raise a gun and cock it. But, that's a soul connection there. And it's uncanny how a lot of people I've looked at in relationships do have that soul contract aspect where they share a lot of these numbers. And it doesn't always mean it's good. I'll tell you why. If you share conjunctions with people and they are conjunctions to your planets that are not as afflicted, I like that. You know, whenever I have people that have conjunctions to some of my Libra that's nice, or some of my Sag that's nice, or my Gemini, which is sextile, non-afflicted planets, rising in Libra, Mars in Libra, Jupiter in Sag, and Uranus in Gemini. Those are my non-afflicted planets. There's no squares and no oppositions. A non-afflicted planet is a planet that has no squares and no oppositions on it. So if I find people that have connections to that part of my chart, 15 Mars in Libra, 20 Libra rising, 19 Jupiter in Sag, are 29 Uranus and Gemini, trines and conjunctions to those areas, I usually get along real well with people with no problem when they have that. It's the other kind of conjunctions, like my 17 Scorpio moon that has four squares on it, or my 14 Pluto in Leo that has a square on it, or my Sun Mercury in Leo that both have squares on it, or my Saturn in Leo that has a wide square, or my Venus in Cancer that has a square on it, or my Neptune in Libra that has a square on it. Those are karma zones. So whenever I meet people that have planets square or opposition those planets or conjunct them, then we know that's a soul contract that is karmic. And if you have both afflictions and trines both on a planet, then it can go both ways. It's going to be a roller coaster of experience between you and that other person, that would mean. Okay, that means that trines to, like, I have a Sun trine Jupiter and a Sun square moon. So if I meet someone that has 18 Leo in their chart sitting on my Sun, well, this relationship can go either way. It's either going to be a lot of fun from the trine effect, or it's going to be real karmic and painful from the square. That's why most Leos I meet, I have a karma with, which means I have something to learn from them. I hope this is clear, because understanding this topic, especially those of you that are beginners, and frankly, if you are beginners, once in a while I will do an advanced astrological topic on this show, and that's what this show is about. This show is for people that want to know astrology the way it is. Not this bogus stuff you read about, nursery school astrology, where sun signs, right? That's okay. There's a place for that. But when you rebirth and when you grow and you evolve to a higher level where you can understand the metaphysics of astrology and this principle behind the soul connections that we have, it's so much fun to look at the chart of your friend and look at the chart of yourself and go, my gosh. This person has 20-degree Gemini rising. My best friend, Arlen, right? This guy, Arlen Khan, he's a great guy. This guy is one of the most wonderful people you ever meet. Leo with a Taurus moon, emotionally stable. I'm a Leo with a Scorpio moon, moon in fall, total flake, right? Emotionally, I don't know what I feel. This guy's Leo with a Taurus moon, exalted moon, emotionally balanced. Now notice I hang out with a Taurus moon to get that power. His rising is 20 Gemini. Exactly trying my rising 20 Libra. That's magical. Him and I sit there, we can play Nintendo all night long, or go to any sports event, or hang out, or talk, communication. We have Libra-Gemini bond there. The communication is so intense, even though we have some squares between our moons and our charts, we can work it out because our rising signs are trying. There's that soul contract there. I've known this guy since 1974. We've had our ups and downs. We've been real close the past couple years, and that's what the connection is. And it's so much fun seeing the relationship and identifying the karma in any chart by knowing whether or not they share numbers in their chart. Whether it's, you know, any, if you have a Virgo, if you have a planet, Sun and Virgo at 7, do you realize that a person could have any 7 in their chart? 7 Aries would quinx your Virgo Sun. 7 Taurus would trine it. A quinx is an affliction, by the way. A Taurus trine would be a benefit. That's an ease. That's fun. That's a flow. If you had 7 Gemini, that would square it, your Virgo Sun. If you had a 7 Cancer, then that would sextile your Virgo sun. A 7 Leo would semi-sextile that Virgo sun. 7 Virgo conjuncts it again. 7 Libra is a semi-sextile. A 7 Scorpio is a sextile. A 7 Sag is a square. A 7 Capricorn is a trine. A 7 Aquarius is your quinx again. A 7 Pisces is an opposition. So if you have a 7 Virgo and anyone has a 7 anywhere on their chart in any sign, then there's a soul connection there. 7-7. That's right. So see, my numbers, I'll tell you my numbers. I have a 5 Cancer, and I have a 8 Taurus, my north node, and I have a 10 Libra, that's my Neptune. And then I go up to 14 Leo, that's my Pluto, and my sun and my moon is at 17 Scorpio, and my sun Mercury is at 18 Leo, and I have Jupiter at 19 Sag, and I have Saturn at 25 Leo, and my Uranus is 29 Gemini. I left out my rising at 20 Libra, and my Mars is 15 Libra. Okay? I think that's all my numbers. Let me go over it quick. 14, 18, 25, 20, 15, 10, 7, yeah. Okay, so my numbers between 1 to 30, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 numbers out of the 30, where you can hit me if you have karma with me. 5, 8, 10, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, 29. Now look at that. Between 15 and 20, between 14 and 20, can you believe the numbers? I have 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Everything but 16 is covered there. So if you have anything in your chart from 14 to 20, I got a soul connection with you, kid. And I really do hit a lot of people that have things from 14 to 20, too. I never noticed that, actually. Gosh, you even learn something from your own show sometimes. And that's today's show on soul contracts.